Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello everybody, this is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. And today it's about loving your enemies. So let's clear that up and get to our teaching this morning. This is the Suffer Well devotional series. This is number 84 in the Suffer Well devotional series that we've been reading here every day. And this one is called Kneel with the Enemy. And this one is going to wake us up, hopefully. Many of us can benefit greatly from as we read today's devotional. So in starting, it says, why do I tell you to love your enemies? So the question is, we hear the phrase often, love your enemies. And now we bring and we continue. Why do I insist you pray for those who persecute you? And that's what it says in Matthew 5:44. It says, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. It says, may I ask you a sovereign question? Are you any different than those you call enemies, those who hurt you, and what makes you different? Now, the common answers we get with things like this are, they are trying to purposely hurt me. They don't have any love in their hearts. They don't even believe in Yeshua, or Messiah. Apart from my grace and salvation, doesn't that describe you as well? Couldn't the same be said of you at one time in your life? Are you willing to accept that even today, you would be the same without me? Yes, I know it may be hard for you to hear this, but you must listen. Do not be dull in hearing. Your future depends on it. Have I not proclaimed that when your ways are pleasing to me, I will make even your enemies at peace with you? Wow. Wow. As I listen to that, and it's from Proverbs 16:7, when people lives please Yahweh, even their enemies are at peace with them. What an amazing marker to show lives. Continuing, it says, everything that your enemy is, rude, inconsiderate, prideful, boastful, were you not the same? Yes, you may assert that you love me more than your enemies do, but the love you have for me comes from me. Why would you take credit for it? Remember, you did not choose me, I chose you. John 15:16 says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and anointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. And so that wherever you are, you ask in my name, whatever you ask of, and the Father will give it to you. So as we continue here, here is a righteous perspective for you to consider, my loved one. Your sin is inexcusable because my son gave you the ability not to sin. And yet you still do. You still do. Shall my son call you an enemy because you lack love at times? Have you not hurt others with your words? Could it be said that your sin is a direct correlation to the lack of love and reverence you have for me? Do you see it yet, my child? Don't run from this wisdom. Yes, I want you to be convicted as you read these words. Come in humility, and I will hand you the keys to my kingdom. The kingdom is of the unoffendable. So, as we read this today, and we think about this today, I want to get into the teaching here on this particular topic. So I want to make sure people are getting this and understanding this. Love your enemies. First thing we have to do is understand love. It doesn't say be kind. It says to love. And we think about the love of Yahweh, and I tell you there's only one type of love, and that's love that has no conditions. Anything else is not love. So we have to focus on what love your enemies means. It's not telling us to love them according to what they do for us. Love is It's unconditional. If it's conditional, it's not love. Exodus 23, 4 and 5 says, if you come upon your enemy's ox or donkey and it has strayed away, take it back to its owner. If you see that donkey of someone who hates you has collapsed under its load, do not walk by. Instead, stop and help. There's no conditions on a love we're to have for anyone, especially our loved ones, but even our enemies. And it's our own nature to laugh or say good for them or they're getting calmer or something like that if they're going through some tough times and for whatever reason they're our enemy. But no, our Creator tells us to love them. To say, as he said in Proverbs 16:7, when people's lives please Yahweh, then even their enemies are at peace with them. Yeshua was the world's greatest peacekeeper and peacemaker, and he wanted everyone to understand the concept of love. And even in his great peacemaking and his love, there were people that came up against him. And I go and I tell you, and I'm reminded of what it says in the scriptures, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they would live. Ezekiel 33:11. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they would live. I take no pleasure in their wicked ways. And we should take no pleasure in what's happening to people today that we may consider our enemies, but really, who is our enemy? We think about that. Who is really our enemy? And it says in Luke 6:28, but those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. Bless those who curse you and pray for those who mistreat you. Do you understand? When you have the joy of our wonderful Creator and you are walking around in this joy, nothing should steal your joy away. Nothing at all. And this should not be done with bad emotions. It's almost like giving. If you give a lot, but you give it with the wrong heart or wrong attitude, it's not the same thing. It's not covering the meaning of this. And when you bless your enemies or you pray for your enemies, you must do it with the right heart. That's what it comes down to, is your heart. And that's what our Creator sees. And it's not just a physical act of doing something for your enemies. It's doing it with the right heart. And that's what the scriptures come down to. Doing it with the right heart. You had the Pharisees and sages that did the Torah, but they didn't do it with the right heart. They didn't do it with the right intent. And they got trouble. So not the question is of love your enemies. The question is why love your enemies. And the real answer is why not? Do we not put ourselves in that same situation? John 4:7 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from Yahweh. And everyone who loves is born of Yahweh and knows Yahweh. Now with that, we could do what it says in Romans and what Paul said to do in Romans, with the right attitude. Bless those who persecute you. Bless those and do not curse. Rejoice those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind towards one another. Do not be haughty in mind. Be associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimate. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of Yahweh, for it is written, vengeance is mine and I will repay, says Yahweh. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him, and if he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing so, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. So when I hear this, And we discussed this, I think about from Voice of the Martyrs, Richard Van Brandt, that was in prison for many, many years. And he got beat up daily for praying. They said he wasn't allowed to pray. His wife, his children were all taken into custody and taken into jail. And he was praying. And then finally his capturer, the man who beat him on a daily basis, came in, beat him up and said, what in the world could you possibly be praying for? Your children are in orphans. Your wife is in jail. And you're sitting here getting beatings every day. What do you still have left to pray for? And he looked at the man and he said, I'm praying for you. And I think about that and think about this concept of loving your enemies. And I think about when this man, after he was released, after whatever it was, 18 years or 14 years in prison for just not denying our Creator. And I think about what his main message was. And his main message was not just forgiveness, but beyond forgiveness. You can't forgive somebody you never had an evil intent towards. You can't forgive somebody who never hurt you. And even though people are physically hurting you, even though people out there are going to do things to you that aren't fair, even though people out there are going to do things to you that aren't right, you can forgive them to release them of their own issues and all that stuff. But our Creator never wants us to even go there. He never even wants us to go to a place of feeling we need to forgive these people, because he wants us to love them regardless of what they're doing for us. And yes, forgiveness is a wonderful thing, and people need to be forgiven. You know, it says in Yahweh's prayer, it says, forgive us our offenses as we have forgiven those who offended us. Beautiful, wonderful. But don't even get to that place where the enemy wants to try to stir you up to have evil in your heart. Love, love, and love. It says in Luke 6:35, but love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. And your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he himself is kind to the ungrateful and evil men. It's just beautiful. 1 Corinthians 6:14 says, let all that you do be done in love. Let all that you do be done in love. And I tell you to do it with the right attitude. Remember, we spoke about the right attitude. Romans 12:9 to 11 says, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor. Not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving Yahweh. Blessed are those that are pure in heart, says Matthew 5:18-12. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for their kingdom in heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is in heaven, is great. For the same way they persecuted you, the prophets, they persecuted the prophets before you. But I say in Proverbs 20:22, you should never, ever, ever utter the words or say, I will repay evil. Wait for Yahweh and he will save you. Hallelujah. Don't try to repay evil. Don't wish evil upon people. Remember, as Matthew says, those who endure to the end will be saved. It's just powerful, and just what cries out to me this morning is when people's lives please Yahweh, even their enemies will be at peace with us. Wow. Wow. Beautiful. Just absolutely beautiful that we hear this morning. There are so many people we have an earthly, fleshly right to be upset with. But our Creator says we have no right because we are just as guilty. And Yeshua cleaned us filthy, dirty rags and died for us. So how can we go and blame someone else? It's like the man that got freed of his debt and he went and goes to get his debt from someone else. So we think about this and we think about what's being said. And we think about this, and I want to read to you Proverbs 16. I want to read to you the whole Proverbs 16. Proverbs means wisdom in scripture. And I want to break this down for you as we read this devotional this morning. We can make our own plans, but Yahweh gives the right answer. People may be pure in their own eyes, but Yahweh examines their motives. Commit your actions to Yahweh, and your plans will succeed. Yahweh has made everything for his own purpose, even the wicked day of the for a day of disaster. Yahweh detests the proud, and they will surely be punished. Unfailing love and faithfulness make atonement for sin. By fearing Yahweh, people avoid evil. When people's lives please Yahweh, even their enemies are at peace with them. There it is. When people's lives please Yahweh, even their enemies are at peace with them. Better to have a little with godliness than to be rich and dishonest. We can make our plans, but Yahweh determines our steps. And this is important, to just letting go and letting Yahweh just take your life and let him determine your steps. The king speaks with divine wisdom. He must never judge unfairly. Yahweh demands accurate scales and balances, and he sets the standards for fairness. A king detests wrongdoing, for his rule is built on justice. The king is pleased with words from righteous lips, and he loves those who speak honestly. The anger of the king is a deadly threat. The wise will try to appease it. When the king smiles, there is life. His favor refreshes like a spring rain. How much better to get wisdom than gold, and good judgment than silver? The path of the virtuous leads away from evil. Whoever follows this path is safe. Pride goes before destruction, and haughtiness before a fall. Better to live humbly with the poor than to share plunder with the proud. Those who listen to instruction will prosper. Those who trust in Yahweh will be joyful. The wise are known for their understanding, and pleasant words are persuasive. Discretion is a life-giving fountain to those who possess it, but discipline is wasted on fools. From a wise mind comes wise speech. The words of the wise are persuasive. Kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body. There is a path before each person that seems right, but ends in death. It is good for workers to have an appetite. An empty stomach drives them on. Scoundrels create trouble, and their words are destructive blaze. A troublemaker plants seeds of strife. Gossip separates the best of friends. Violent people mislead their companions, leading them down a harmful path. With narrowed eyes, people plot evil. With a smirk, they plan their mischief. Gray hair is a crown of glory. It is gained by living a godly life. Better to be patient than powerful. Better to have self-control than to conquer a city. We may throw the dice, but Yahweh determines how they fall. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray that you're all getting this and comprehending the things that are being said this morning. And understand the love of our wonderful Creator and what he did for us in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. And only when you understand that, you could extend it to others. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. We have to understand this. 1 Peter 4:8 says, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. Love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. Colossians 3:14 says, but above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of protection. And John 4:8 says, he who does not love does not know Yahweh, for Yahweh is love. See, here's the problem, folks. And here's one of the issues. Many people do not know what love is. Many people do not understand. When you hear God is love, that doesn't mean he wants us to live a life that doesn't follow his commandments or guidelines and instructions. That doesn't mean he's going to accept and have this type of love for every single one of us. The first time he came for us sinners. He came for those who weren't doing his works. He came for those who didn't understand him. He's coming back now again for his righteous. For his righteous. And he's not just coming back for those that are attempting to do the Torah and keep his guidelines and instructions. He's coming back for those that understand him. Those that know him. Because you had people doing the work of Yeshua Messiah in the scriptures And when that final day came, he said, get away from me. I do not know you. Get away from me. I do not know you. They said, we have done works in your name. We have done these things. We follow the Torah. Get away from me. I do not know you. And the answer to that is John 4:8. He who does not love does not know Yahweh. Yahweh is love. 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, and now abide in faith, hope, and love, these three. But the greatest of all of these things is love. We have to understand and comprehend what our Creator says. Brothers and sisters, to love Him with all your heart and all your soul and all your might. This is the command. And this is what we must learn to do. And that is not excluded to just people you like. But that's also for people that may be considered your enemies or people that are coming up against you. And we could take the example of Yeshua himself. Yeshua himself. When he was literally being murdered, literally, he said, forgive them. Forgive them. Forgive them. Wow. Wow. We have to fill our lives with the things of Yahweh and not the things of Satan's kingdom. And this is the great measure to show where we are in our lives. The things of Yahweh, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, virtue, purity, wisdom and justice and honesty, fairness, sincerity, knowledge and understanding, grace and mercy, excellence, forgiveness, compassion, devotion, truth, kindness, and of all these, the greatest is love, as we've read. And I read about these and think about these things. And think about the what we read today in the beginning. It says, love your enemies. Love your enemies. I will make even your enemies at peace with you. The Bible is a book of opposites. You have good versus evil, life versus death, blessings versus curses, and love versus pride, or love versus hate. It's a book of opposites. And we look at the things that I just read in the list that we should have in our lives and things that should be part of our lives. Then we go to the opposite side of that. If you have any of these things in your life that I'm going to read now, it's time to get in some serious prayer because there's no time to experiencing these things. Rejection, hatred, violence, jealousy or envy, condemnation, shame, pride, guilt, lying, lust, greed, covetousness, revenge, retaliation, slander, critical spirit, fear, terror, unforgiveness, unmerciful self-pity, gossip, and self-centeredness. These are not things of Yahweh. Before you can learn to love, you need to understand whose side you're on. The enemy does not choose love. Yahweh's side chooses love. We have the choice to make that choice to choose. When the Bible says many are called, but few are chosen, the heart or the idea behind that is many are called, but few choose. How many of you are ready to choose the side of our wonderful Creator? How many of you are ready to not just love your friends and your neighbors, but to love your enemies? How many of you are to understand what love is and what our Creator wants us to do in loving and just the whole concept of love? I'm going to say this, and it's one of the most important lessons that I've learned in my life. Love is not conditional. Love is not conditional. If anything in your life is conditional, it might be something, it's not necessarily a bad thing or a good thing, but it is not love. The love that our Father's given us is not conditional in the least way at all. Not at all. And we are commanded to love each other, love one another. There's no such thing as conditional love. Yeshua loved us and gave himself up for us because he loved us. And we have to be thankful that he put no conditions upon us. No conditions upon us. And many people out there have the understanding of the word and what the word says and the Torah and the instructions and our Creator. But without love, it means nothing. It's love that covers all transgressions, as it says. And it's a beautiful thing. And I feel blessed that there are special people in my life that are able to teach me these lessons, the word in action. I feel even more blessed that Yeshua, our Messiah, is in my life and can show me how he loved and teach me what love is. Let all that you do be done in love, as it says in the scriptures. And that is dealing with your enemies and so on. We love because he first loved us. 1 John 4:19. And these are markers to show us where we're at in our life, to show us where we are. So I pray that people are grasping this and understanding the importance of this thing. You know, we're supposed to be joyful in our lives, not have hatred towards anything or anyone, and to love. 1 Peter 1:22 says, since you have in obedience the truth purified your souls for a sincere love of the brethren, love one another from the heart. I want you to swear off daughters of Jerusalem, do not arouse or awaken my love until she pleases you. This is a whole nother different type of love in the Song of Solomon. But it talks about and exemplifies the deepest level of love being unconditional. And Yahweh loves us so crazy that no matter what we do, just like we saw in the Song of Solomon and the love that was between this man and this woman, it can be extended on every level because it's helping somebody, caring somebody, and being with somebody unconditionally, no matter what the world says about it. And this is how we have to be towards one another, including our enemies. Hallelujah, hallelujah. May this release you from any bitterness or anything negative that we discussed this morning. And you all have a blessed day today as you go think about the love that Yahweh has for us and how beautiful it is. Go to my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, to see more teachings. Have a blessed day and be joyful. And remember, this is the day Yahweh has made. We need to be joyful and glad in it. Have a blessed day. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 3341. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
I try to hold on to this world with everything I have, but I feel the weight of what it brings and the hurt that tries to grab. The many trials that seem to never end, His word declares this truth, that we will enter in this rest with wonders anew. But I hold on to this hope and the promise that He brings, that there will be place with no more suffering. There will be a day with no more tears, no more pain, and no more fears. There will be a day when the burdens of this place will be no more. We'll see Jesus face to face. But until that day, we'll hold on to you always.